With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Protesters gathered in unison outside state capitals across the U.S., marking President's Day, including in Oklahoma. Hundreds of Oklahomans braved the cold weather, holding signs and chanting unhappiness with the new Trump administration.
The people united will never be divided. The people united.
Rallygoers were united in demanding lawmakers hold up the Constitution and end executive overreach. Senate Bill 487 by Senator Joanne Dossett of Tulsa has made it through a committee. It would amend present law to broaden opportunities for disabled Oklahomans to obtain specialized driving instruction and licensing for adapted vehicles. Senator Dossett says current law requires contracting with a highly specialized Oklahoma-based driver educator who knows how to operate uniquely specialized vehicles.
The language of the bill requires that those rules change so that we can, A, have a driver educator who's not from Oklahoma, if needs be, and also that we use the person's personal vehicle.
By unanimous vote, the measure heads to the Senate floor. A bill setting aside $250,000 for grants to help smaller communities launch spay and neutering programs will help reduce the stray animal problem. Representative Mickey Dolans.
The purpose is to help local governments and animal welfare organizations provide spay and neuter services, especially in underserved areas.
Dolans says the program will have a return on investment by reducing the number of strays in communities. The bill advances to the House floor on a 6-4 vote. Representative Brian Hill passed legislation out of committee aiding inmates leaving state custody. House Bill 2364 would require the Oklahoma Department of Corrections to aid inmates in obtaining a noncompliant Real ID driver's license, and if they do not or cannot, DOC would assist them in getting a Real ID noncompliant ID card. Covering the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
Express Ranch is proud to present their Spring Bull Sales Friday, March 7th, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 335 Angus Bulls, 34 Hereford Bulls. The entire offering has the best genetics available and are ready to go to work on your ranch or operation. Attend the sale live in person or online at liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, March 7th, Yukon, Oklahoma.